This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And on day one, I will launch the largest deportation program of criminals in American history. We're going to get them out.
The first order of business for President Trump. Our top story this morning.
Republicans have Trump under pressure to act quickly on border security.
We get more on this from KRLD's Michael Borge.
Some hardline Republicans want Trump to close the border on day one, but David Stout, who heads the Texas Border Coalition, says that would be a mistake.
The cavalier talk of closing the border puts in jeopardy the progress that has been made.
He says the Texas strategy of walls and fencing has not worked. Migrants are still coming in large numbers. While campaigning, Trump promised mass deportations of illegal immigrants, but there are still both legal and logistical questions about how that would be accomplished. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Michael Borge, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And with Trump's promises on immigration, there are questions about what immigrants can expect in the short term.
Well, there's going to be a lot of fear in the immigrant community. A lot of phone calls. What do I do now? What are my rights? What can I do if my husband gets arrested, if they show up at my house? A lot of that, a lot of telling the community what your rights are if you do encounter immigration.
Texas immigration attorneys are saying it could take a while for Trump to build up the resources to execute these plans.
President Biden is going to address the nation at 10 o'clock this morning. You'll be able to hear that live here on KRLD. And again today, make sure you're checking back with News Radio 1080 KRLD several times throughout the day today for the latest in breaking election news.
Governor Greg Abbott, who has worked to secure Texas' southern border through Operation Lone Star, says he fully expects to start using that money for other things.
Because President Trump will provide a more secure border than any president in the history of the United States of America, that means that Texas will have the opportunity to consider repurposing that money for other purposes. Could be for education, could be for property tax cuts.
Abbott promising border security will still be a top priority.
And President-elect Trump and his Republican allies managed to ride a red wave of support from the Hispanic community. Congressman Monica de la Cruz, who also won re-election, says focusing on the economy was a winning message in her Texas border district.
We are talking about kitchen table issues, a strong border, and the cost of living.
That tracks with a pre-election poll done by the Pew Research Center, finding the main concern among Hispanic voters was the economy, followed by health care and then violent crime. Exit polling showed Trump got about a 45% share of the Latino vote. That's more than a 10-point increase compared to 2020.
New this morning, the city of Richardson issues a boil water notice.
A water tower serving several neighborhoods in the southwest part of the city lost pressure. That has the potential to let contaminants into the system, so the city is telling people in the affected area to boil their water and let it cool to remove any impurities before drinking. It's still safe to use tap water for cleaning and showering. The affected zone is west of 75 between Arapahoe and Spring Valley. Richardson is giving away bottled water today and tomorrow at the Heights Rec Center on Arapahoe. They hope to end the boil water notice after getting test results back on Friday. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Would you believe this is the top three? This is the number three trending story on the planet right now. Australian professional breakdancer Ray Gunn hangs up her sneakers and retires following the intense backlash she got over her performance at the Paris Olympics in August after busting some breakdance moves that left many with second and even third-hand embarrassment. Ray Gunn went viral with millions around the world that were watching. According to her, that level of scrutiny just isn't worth competing anymore. The sudden retirement comes just days after Halloween, in which millions of Americans dressed as Ray Gunn in a mockery to Ray Gunn's mockery of breakdancing.
I thought you were going to say second or third degree burns to her eyes, or she was left with second or third degree burns.
It was brutal.
on social media.
Yeah.
That was my Halloween costume, but I was too tired to put it on. Yeah. And it was kind of itchy.
I get that.
What am I going to do with it now?
I get that completely.
You're just going to have to come in. Do you ever dress up for Thanksgiving?
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Republicans won the majority in the U.S. Senate during this election, which could make it easier for President-elect Donald Trump to pass his proposals when he takes office in January. Joe Khalil is on the Capitol with more.
It's easy to say they're not going to do away with the filibuster now. It's going to be quite another thing when the Trump administration may be pushing them to do so if they want to pass certain bills that they have. I want to make one more point. The states that Republicans have flipped, that was low-hanging fruit for them. West Virginia, Ohio, and Montana, those are the states that they thought these are the easiest ones. They got all three of them. The other states are going to be harder.
Although some Senate races have yet to be decided, the GOP has already secured the majority.
For each person experiencing homelessness in Dallas and Collin counties, taxpayers last year ponied up about $44,000 in public service funds.
Dallas County Health and Human Services say the two counties spent almost $200 million on homeless services in 2023. Medical bills were the biggest taxpayer tab, about 31% of the total budget for homeless services. Their study counted almost 4,500 homeless people in Dallas and Collin counties in January of 2023. They say the study shows the true cost of homelessness extends far beyond the immediate need of those experiencing it. From the 24-hour news center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080 KRL.
Here's David Johnson. Good morning, DJ.
Yeah, I'm not hiding from anybody today. I do use that name sometimes when I'm
outstanding
alias. Predators, you know. The stock market, well, it's the day after. The day after the biggest daily percentage gain since November of 2022. New all-time highs of the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. We had gains of over 3.5% in the Dow, 3% in the NASDAQ. S&P was no slouch. And the small stocks, the Russell, just exploded up over 5.5%. If we open right now, it would be a somewhat more modest gain. But again, nonetheless, the Dow looks up 90, the NASDAQ up 87, the S&P average up 16. There's a different dynamic today. Yesterday really was all about the election and trying to gauge who the winners are and who the losers are. Obviously, the market thought more winners than losers. Today, we've got to acknowledge the Federal Reserve. Now, at 1 o'clock this afternoon, the release will come out, and the expectation is they will cut interest rates by a quarter of a point. But then at 1:30, the current chairman of the Fed, Jay Powell, takes the dais and starts talking about the economy. And we look for clues about whether they're going to kind of hold off and see what happens under a Trump administration and whether inflation comes back and what happens to interest rates. We certainly saw interest rates overall in the marketplace go up yesterday, but we'll watch that one very closely. Meanwhile, great earnings out of Lyft. That stock's up 23% today. Qualcomm, double the profit that was expected. That stock's up 7%. Crude's down 30 cents, 71.39. Gold is reversing a bit, up $13.30, 26.89.60. And interest rates are virtually unchanged, 4.42%. The implied open on the S&P average is 16 points. The Dow Industrials average looks up 90. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Happening right now, Hurricane Rafael is moving away from Cuba and Florida into the open Gulf as a Category 2. It made landfall in Cuba as a Category 3 hurricane. It's expected to kind of peter out once it gets out into the open Gulf of Mexico.
President-elect Donald Trump hard at work putting together his new team as he prepares for his second term in office. There's speculation about who might be joining his administration.
CBS reporter Jake Rosen is following this, and he joins us live to talk about what we know so far regarding Trump's plans for his new team. Jake, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, what's first on the agenda that you're hearing about?
Well, we saw yesterday that Donald Trump was called by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden to arrange some kind of meeting in the next couple of weeks. We don't know exactly when it will be, but there'll be an in-person conversation between the two of them organizing a peaceful transition of power. And last night, the Trump transition team led by former cabinet official Linda McMahon, Howard Lutnick, another ally of Trump, and also Donald Trump's two older children, Don Jr. and Eric Trump, are also on that team. They're putting together lists of people from the campaign staff and other people outside of government at the moment, including obviously some senators, congresspeople, people who are vying for potential Trump administration jobs. That vetting process is already underway, and there are thousands of appointments that Donald Trump or any president has to make. And as we get closer and closer to kind of the end of this month into December and the new year, these conversations will become real, and Donald Trump will have to make decisions on who he is hoping to appoint to some of these positions. And remember, as we're kind of still working on deciding the Senate and the House, some of these people are going to have to get approved by a Senate committee. So Donald Trump has to take all of that into consideration as well.
What are some notable names on this list?
Well, some people are touting their interest in these jobs more than others. A big one, especially down the home stretch of the campaign, a very powerful ally considering where he stood earlier in the campaign, is Robert Kennedy Jr. Donald Trump has promised his supporters and told Kennedy, according to the former Democrat, that he will be a part of the administration in some way or form, whether that's an official, you know, cabinet position, maybe at Health and Human Services, or an outside advisor role is yet to be determined. In addition to that, Elon Musk's involvement in the government is another thing that they'll have to figure out. But also former Trump allies, former Trump administration officials and current allies like Mike Pompeo. Do the people who worked for him in the past come back into the fold? We'll have to see exactly how this all shakes out. But the Trump campaign feels good about where they stand now versus where they were in 2015 and 2016, where they were trying to work through previous Republican administration officials, people who the Trump campaign now don't see as loyal to the former president. They believe that they've kind of widowed down the people that would be willing to work for them to make sure that people, I guess, in the White House don't stand in Trump's way. The way, you know, all that drama going back to Trump's first administration, they blame a lot of it on Republicans who are not loyal to the former president.
CBS reporter Jake Rosen. Jake, thank you so much. This is Axios this morning is reporting that Trump does not want former generals on his national security team. Instead, he prefers businessmen and CEOs.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.